This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Dünya means world in Turkish. It's also the name of a Boston-based musicians collective that taps the rich history of Turkish music. Dünya is inspired by the cultural cross-currents of the Ottoman Empire, folk tunes from Central Asia, Jewish, Greek, and Armenian ballads, and Sufi chants. Dünya's new CD is called A Story of the City, Istanbul, Constantinople. And it's on this year's Grammy ballot for world music.
Hay hay buldu bugün.
The three core members of Dünya came to our studio recently to play. Two of them, Mehmet Ali Salkanal and Cem Mutlu, are Turkish-born and came to Boston years ago to study jazz. Robert Labery is an American expert in early Ottoman music. They told me first about their instruments, starting with Cem Mutlu, who plays a traditional drum.
The instrument that I was playing is called a bendir. It's a basic frame drum.
It's got a wonderful resonant sound to it. You want to give us an example, just letting us hear a little bit of it?
Sure. So a simple 4-4 rhythm might be something like...
Nice. Yeah. And Robert Labery, I have no idea what you're playing, but it's a beautiful thing to look at.
Most people don't.
It's upright. It's stringed. It looks like a very small harp.
Good start, because it is the Middle Eastern equivalent of the harp, and that's what this is, cheng. It's 25 strings, and it has tuners on each string, and it allows me to raise and lower the pitches. Very tiny intervals.
Sure.
Far more than the black and white keys on the piano.
So let me move around. Mehmet Ali Salkanal, you're playing something that looks like a guitar, but it's not.
Yeah, well, it is an oud. And, it is an instrument that is all over the Middle Eastern and Balkan geography. It is enjoyed by Turks, Kurds, Greeks, Armenians, Arabs. It can be used in Sufi music or folk music or tavern music and even court music for that matter.
Tell me about your background in jazz. It's so intriguing to know that that's where you started. I understand you're born in Turkey, Mehmet, and your first love of music was Western jazz.
Actually, my first love of music was hard rock and roll and a tinge of 80s heavy metal. My mother was a classical piano teacher, probably the only one in Bursa, my hometown, and Cem's hometown. It was a big deal for her that her son learned how to play Chopin and Mozart and everything. But I rebelled against that, and I became a big fan of jazz, and that's how I came over here.
And so you came here to go to the Berklee College of Music. I'm interested, too, Cem, jazz drummer, and Mehmet, jazz pianist.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about that.
I actually remember Mehmet's arrival. He was so young, and he would just stay up all night long. It was like, you know, a cup of coffee in the morning. He'd write these charts, these big band charts. He managed to get into Herb Pomeroy's class, and at about that time, I was studying with a phenomenal jazz drummer called Joe Hunt and many other great teachers and learning and just being excited to be here. I had no intention at the time to pursue Turkish classical or Turkish folk music in this regard.
So tell me the story or a story that sort of lit the fuse of your interest and your passion for this music.
You know, I do have a story. I remember us friends, a couple Turkish friends, playing the game of Risk.
Risk.
Yes, exactly, yeah. Right? You know, some friend had the idea of downloading from the internet the so-called Ottoman Janissary music to have fun.
Sure. So we're playing case. Risk, and yes. Risk is all about sort of global domination.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. And so we're playing the game. Risk goes on for hours, and these songs, as they download, they kept on playing one after the other. When I went to bed, I couldn't go to sleep. They kept on playing in my head, and that was it.
And what did you hear? I mean, what grabbed you about
it? It was that I couldn't figure it out. With all that training I had in jazz, in contemporary classical music, this very little, simple tune, maybe 8 measures long, I just couldn't figure it out.
But did you relate to it as, you know, being a part of your cultural heritage? I mean, was there, that wasn't the, that
no,
wasn't
not
what
at all.
Grabbed
it
you.
Was
no,
pure,
it was the pure
sheer musical thing, yes.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's why it was, in my opinion, a healthier relationship.
Do you want to play a second piece for us then?
Sure, why not?
That'd be great.
What we're going to be singing is in Hebrew. The Jewish community of the Ottoman period would take classical and Sufi pieces from the Turkish repertoire and set Hebrew words to them, and it's still being practiced somewhat more marginally today. It is a very large repertoire, and we're going to be playing one of these pieces that brings together these different threads.
Trips to Istanbul, I find it such a spectacularly beautiful and fascinating city, and it's this, and this is talked about all the time about Istanbul. It's these cross currents of culture in East and West, and one of the things in hearing you talk about this music, Mehmet, Turkish Sufi influence, Hebrew lyrics, Greek Orthodox traditions. I mean, it's a real blending of influences, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and that's what we are trying to represent, and that's what that geography means to us. I mean, the name of the organization, Dunya, means the world in a number of languages, including Turkish, Greek, Arabic, Persian, and that's our vision, and that's how we would like to see the region's cultural legacy.
So pretty. You make mention of this idea of this part of the world, of this city in particular, of the sort of faded greatness of it and the sense of melancholy that sort of pervades it. Mm-hmm. And I hear that in the music. It's beautiful, but it's a sort of beautiful melancholy.
Yeah, we got that idea from Orhan Pamuk, didn't we, Bob?
This is the Turkish writer Orhan Pamuk.
It was a notion from his memoir of Istanbul. You know, over 1,500 years, this city has been the center of attention for succeeding groups of people, all of whom now look upon it with a kind of nostalgia and longing as if something is past. So, and that includes the modern Turks, because in many ways the old Istanbul is no longer there.
Hmm. People of that geography are drawn to that lyrical melancholy, sort of like a Portuguese saudade, like a longing, like a here I am, but I want to long to be there. That sorrow, that melancholy is ingrained. There's a certain deterministic, fatalistic, if you will, quality to it, but a certain celebration of it as well, which we've later on enjoyed in the music of, say, John Coltrane.
Interesting. I wanted to ask you about that. I mean, you two in particular, you know, we mentioned that you're trained jazz players. What's the connection with the jazz that most of our listeners might be familiar with and this kind of music? Is there a connection?
My first record was Gloria Gaynor's I Will Survive. And in fact, I did. I did survive. Happy to be here.
We're happy that you're here.
Thank you. I always think of, for myself, anyway, I think it's true for all of us, as having sort of double musical lives. Sometimes I would wake up and I would long to hear Keith Jarrett. And it's Western to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not my Eastern subpersonality present then. And sometimes it would be, I would long to hear makam music, the music, again, of classical Ottoman or classical Turkish music. And I don't think of them as separate in ways. They are, although they do have separate realms, they come together beautifully, and then they leave each other and come back. And I think we're blessed in that regard.
Mm, surely. And I will add improvisation plays a big role in this, in Middle Eastern music, and so, of course, in jazz as well. And also, these Turkish music, Greek music, or, you know, these musics, when they're written down on paper, they do very much look like jazz lead sheets, because improvisation and on-the-spot decoration is what makes them really become what they are supposed to be, much like jazz.
Fascinating. And gentlemen, thank you all for coming in. What a pleasure to have you. And I'm wondering if you can play us out on something.
Sure.
And tell us what it is. Sure.
Well, this is called Bağlamamın Düğümü. It is a folk song from Turkey.
Bağlamamın düğümü, isterler öldümü. Bağlamamın düğümü, isterler öldümü.
Mehmet Ali Sanlıkal, Cem Mutlu, and Robert Labrie are members of Dünya. They'll be performing tonight at Emmanuel Church in Boston with the rest of the collective. There's more information on our website, radioboston.org.
Well, next time on Radio Boston, they call it elective early delivery. That's when women who decide to give birth to their children before the 39th week of pregnancy. Now hospitals around the city are banning the practice.
Also next week, folk singer-songwriter Patty Larkin pays tribute to the late local folk legend Bill Morrissey. That's Monday on Radio Boston.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com.
Our show is produced by Adam Ragusea, Jessica Alpert, Dan Mosey, and Jason Breslow. Our interns are Gautier Giacomoni and Julia Lasagne.
Tim Skog is our technical director.
The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again Monday for more Radio Boston. Have a great weekend.